You ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
I'm here.
The fuck?
Right in his balls. Ah.
I love that. Did you put that all together?
Yeah, I put it all together.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day when we did our first Funny, like, was a Tess Holliday.
Was the music and the sound in the background custom, or because that sounds familiar?
Yeah, the sound and music and everything was all from the old show there.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good shit right there. People like to hear the old music every now and again.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Who's up for some equality?
So this is in, like,
don't touch me.
This is in a European country.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she just hit a cop. We all know what happens now. Oh!
Oh, here we go. Let's start crying now. Let's start fucking crying now.
Yeah, because that makes all the sense in the world.
Shut the fuck up.
And in this one, I would say you play stupid games. You win some
before we go,
prizes.
I'll tell you a story.
Of course.
All right, I was a bouncer at a bar that no longer exists. It used to be at 13 in Woodward in Michigan, called the Four Green Fields.
Okay.
And I only came in on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturday nights. And it was a Saturday night, 11 o'clock. We had a line of about 20 people waiting to get in.
Nice.
And these two girls with this one dude walk up. And they just cut in front of some people, and it was causing some problems. Mm-hmm. So me and the guy I was working with, his name was Phil. He was a big, surfer white guy, and we're like, "Hey, you got to wait at the back of the line." And this woman does like the snapping thing.
Oh,
she's
God.
Getting all fucking stupid, and then she like does this, puts her hand on his face, and like just pushes him back, and he's like, "Oh,
really?
Okay." Fucking scoops her ass up by the neck.
Oh.
Picks her up over his fucking head. He puts her in the trash can head first. He didn't, like, drop her in there hard. Like, literally just her like, little skirt came down and her legs are kicking. And, like, the dude that came with her, he didn't do shit. Because I was about to crush him if he did anything. Then they finally pull her out. She's like, "I'm calling the police." He goes, "Hey, you assaulted me first, and I have a whole line of people here who saw it, and I'm going to give you a piece of advice. All right, I'm a nice guy. If you had done this to somebody who's not a nice guy, they would have caved your fucking face in."
Yep.
Because she only weighed like $120.
Yeah.
You know?
You need to punch your weight if you're going to try to pick a fight. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Flyweights do not pick fights with heavyweights.
And I've seen that happen quite a few. And we made a video called the diarrhea mouth.
Yep.
I've seen that phenomena.
Women do that all the time. So they write checks with their mouth and they expect you to cash it for them.
That's right.
It's quite ridiculous. Ugh. You're going to love this, though.
Oh God, here we go.
Well, she's Mexican, so you'll like that part.
All right, yeah. Because you know, the Macarena.
This is what we do. We twerk in the middle of the street and block traffic, and then. And of course, he's the asshole.
Yeah,
right?
He just drives. He's like, "Oh,
open doors and opportunity, bitch."
Play that one more time. That's comedy gold right there.
Oh, come on, play again. Here we go.
He's a delivery guy. He's a delivery guy. He's delivering something.
Now your DoorDash comes with a little bit of ass music.
Oh God, that was good. Oh yeah.
And this guy here, now that was good technique. I will say this.
That was more timing. It was more
but
timing.
But this technique right here, I think we need to grade it on a 10 scale.
Okay.
Because this dude has got some serious game. Let's check him out.
Mama, get off me. What the hell's wrong,
okay?
That's all you
want to
play?
Vengeance is mine.
What I'm about to do. Enjoy it. It's never personal.
Did you hear that slap?
I've done that before.
Oh, it sounded like a nuclear bomb going off.
I don't know. I like to slap a woman's ass once in a while. It's just
they like it when you slap their ass once in a while.
Yeah.
I just the technique here is fantastic. I mean, she just comes up and grabs it.
A double hand.
Deal, right?
I'm about to do. 6 inches lift.
I'm going to enjoy it.
I love how he has to like no, the cops. They're going to call the cops. They're going to call the cops. Thank you, Ascension, for sending me that.
That was a good one, man. That was a good one.
The next one here is actually just...
I just saw that one earlier today on Facebook. It's one of my fans sent it in.
Nice. This one here is just a woman being stupid, and it's a very quick one. Gail, 35. First off, Gail isn't my name. I have it like that for privacy reasons. My real name is Valerie. And make the face. I think you just violated your own privacy there, Val.
And you're getting an iceberg picture. You're only seeing the little bit above water. The rest of it will ruin your life.
Yeah, and even that's not helping her. Mm-mm. You can tell. She's pushing three bills.
Well, hang on. Let me get a look. Yeah, see that arm right there?
Yep.
That's a 280 280 arm right there.
Yeah, and she's got the cheeks going to where she can probably balance a shot glass when she smiles.
And her hair's receding. That's awesome.
It's good times. Good times. I can relate. Mm. It is what it is. And then we have this slender thing who, anybody out there been partying with a woman and she thinks it's a good idea while she's drunk off her ass to get up on a table?
I've seen that.
And spinal injury. And pussy lips. Hi, how you doing?
Oh, my God. That's going to... that you're never living that one down, drunk.
That's going to leave a mark.
That's a drunk blonde right there.
You know, I've seen shit like this happen at weddings that I've been shooting.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, there was this chick, tall, blonde, slender, red dress, came to just below where the curvature of her ass would stop. But then she would walk, and it would skimp up a little bit, so she'd have to constantly keep pulling it down. You know, just the kind of thing that you want to be wearing to somebody's wedding.
Right? Yeah, it's totally appropriate.
Totally. Well, the bouquet toss happens, and this woman is three or four sheets to the wind. She goes to run for the bouquet. She runs like she's got on sneakers, but she's got on high heels. The heel breaks. She wipes out, goes full on splits. The dress comes all the way up past her belly button, and everybody's looking at her thong panties. And I'm just behind the camera like, I'm going to have a bitch of a time cutting this one out.
One in a million.
Well, it would have been one in a million if she wasn't wearing any underwear. Yeah, and then the next time I saw her after that, she was walking back from the bar with two glasses in her hands and tears.
Don't drink in public. You won't have these problems.
Yeah, a little drunk and disorderly. It's probably not the greatest idea you ever had.
This bar looks like somebody's house. What's going on, man? What can I get you? What's up, man? What's the free beer for a year challenge? Oh, man, that thing's impossible. Ain't nobody ever going to get that. Impossible? Psh, what is it? All right. Well, the first thing you got to do is drink this entire bottle of Crown 10 minutes. Next, there's an old pit bull in the garage here that's got a bad tooth. You got to pull it out by your hand. Then there's an old lady upstairs that you got to have sex with and make her orgasm. What? I mean, it is free beer for a year. I'll do it. All right. Here goes nothing. Oh, okay. Step one's done. Where's the dog? He's back there in the garage. Good luck. Okay. Where's the old lady with the bad tooth?
Can't you do the other things? I would have saved the crown for the end, personally.
That's actually a pretty good one. I like that one. That's good.
I liked it, too. No one else has a bad day? Being a slave to a bear of the vagine.
Mm-hmm.
I completely forgot her dad was there.
No straw?
Really? I got a straw for you.
No lime?
No lime?
Really?
Oh, what a bitch.
Anything else?
No snack?
Oh, my God!
How old is she?
She's probably in her 20s.
No kiss?
No kiss?
So no head?
He's got a point.
Wow, he took that like a champ.
Father of the year.
Oh, my God.
He does have a point.
That is funny.
That is a very valid point. That's straight up funny. I want to thank Sean for sending that one in today. I already had the stream all planned. He sent me that. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, well, it's going in the stream.
That's almost as funny as the samurai sword one. That was pretty good.
Yep. I like that one. And this one right here, this one is just an awesome little kid. What can I say? Let's check her out.
All right.
Go from a really woman to a chick who's like, this little girl's what, 4, 5?
I don't know. You talk about mastering your environment.
Dude,
that's badass.
Mission passed. Respect plus 99. Hell yes.
Fuck yeah, that was awesome.
That's fantastic. I couldn't do that shit.
I tried some of that shit when I was younger. I got fucked up.
Even in my bike riding heyday, I couldn't have done that shit. Mm-mm. I will say, I do think this particular one is staged.
Okay.
It's still funny, though. So let's check it out.
Mark's been really ripe for the opportunity. But in case you guys couldn't see. Yeah, Frank, do you have those projections for Q3?
He's on a bike.
He's got a green screen hanging from his back, and he's got his laptop positioned with what looks like a GoPro Snorri Cam thing.
Uh-huh. But you can see like his head is out the top of the green screen.
Yeah.
So you know this is staged, but it's still funny.
This is definitely staged.
Let me pull him up right here real quick. I'm pulling him up at you. Oh, shit, my brakes. Hey, Frank, are you okay, man? Oh, my brakes!
I love the look of the people's faces top and bottom.
Oh, my God!
So I think he staged it, but I'm pretty sure that he did it without these people knowing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's still pretty damn funny.
My brakes!
My brakes!
He flies out the top. Oh, come on. That's comedy gold right there.
It is comedy gold, man. It's fucked up but funny.
Holy shit, that is good.
And we're going to end with Man's Best Friend. Mm. And it's just a really cool dog. And apparently he likes to play fighting games with his owner, who's apparently kind of an idiot, because you'll see in the second video, sitting there with his dog, he's got a mask on.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, pretty funny. He's sitting there. What's the dog gonna give him COVID?
Yeah, I know.
Dogs are so damn.
Come on, that's fucking comedy.
Now, if you could have a dog like that, I bet you'd have one.
Yeah, that's clean fun right there.
Yes.
That's clean fun.
It doesn't all have to be arm-breaking and disgustingness.
That's good, though. I like to see that.
Some good, clean fun.
It gave me a little bit of pitter-patter of a little hope for mankind. No, it's gone now.
It's gone, yeah.
Sorry.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.